This past weekend, KMUD News was lucky to attend the first ever Dub in the Creek, a dub festival celebrating sound system culture in our community and around the world. The festival took place at Tishtang Campground, a beautiful campground along the Trinity River in the Hoopa Valley. The weekend was full of brisk river jumps, sunshine, delicious local food, and dub music from artists who traveled from all over the world, including Amsterdam, the UK, Hawaii, St. Croix, and some right here in Humboldt County. While the scene is relatively small in our area, dub music, which goes hand in hand with sound system culture, is a worldwide phenomenon that has massive followings all over the globe. Dub originated in Jamaica in the late 1960s and early 1970s as a subgenre of reggae that focuses on remixing, emphasizes heavy bass and rhythm, and uses studio effects like reverb and delay to create a heavy atmospheric sound. It continues to evolve with new artists and new technology. One of the performers, Tippy I from St. Croix, spoke on the history and current state of the genre during his set at Dub in the Creek.
Scientists, Jammies, Tommies, Scratch Perry, Augustus, Pablo. The list goes on and on. You know, when those guys were cutting edge, they weren't living in any throwback mentality. So I love the modern dub. And what you see here is a mixing board. It's a MIDI-controlled computer station acting as a mixing board. So we in 2025. So make some noise for live dub in 2025, because we need this art form alive. This art form helped create hip-hop, helped create EDM. Something brand new.
With dub being a deeply spiritual and social justice-forward genre, it was not taken lightly by performers or organizers that they were being hosted on Hoopa land. We caught up with the Hoopa tribe's recreation manager, Inker, who told us about the beautiful traditional style sauna and handmade showers he designed in the campground, as well as getting this festival going and some of the other work he does in this space.
So my handle is, I'm the physical health and recreation manager. I run all parks. I run soccer fields, baseball parks, rodeo grounds, gymnasiums, swimming pools, and
that's
campgrounds.
Keeping everyone healthy.
My job is that I gave these guys, they came to see me about this music. And then I have to go to a higher level as a chairman, because, I mean, he's my boss. I said, well, hey, they haven't needed a place to play a concert, but this is all part of my vision too. I've seen this in my vision. All this stuff's coming true. But if you look at the very end down there, there's a yurt down at the very bottom. Mm. So I have a language class here too. So they don't speak no English. Mm-hmm. 2 to 4 year old kids speak nothing but the Hoopa language. Mm-hmm. So English will be their second language, because
wow,
Hoopa should be their first in the first place.
Exactly,
so, and so they see it in a different way. They see it in a Hoopa way. Instead of interpreting from English to Hoopa, now the interpretation from Hoopa to English. So now they see it the way it's supposed to be, you know, mm-hmm, which is pretty cool. I mean, what do you think about
and
that?
And do you help teach those classes, or are you just
actually
helping the facility?
Does.
Oh.
Yeah, my wife works there.
Wow.
Yeah, and she's a linguist, so she goes to Humboldt Cal Poly, too. She's a straight-A student, and she's going to be graduating here pretty soon. But she has a hard time coming back sometimes, flipping over from English, because she was like, she was just start talking in Hoop all the time. So which is good, because when I was a kid, I knew it. As you get older, you kind of get away, but now it's all coming back. This place is actually bringing it all back to me, so This place has a special magical power too.
Inker also gave us a personal tour of some swimming spots and a beautiful picnic area with a prayer rock where he has hosted dozens of weddings. He also designed a custom path down to symbolize the sometimes rough and rocky path of love as couples walk to the altar. Head organizer of the festival was Tobel of Noble Tobel Productions. We caught up with Tobel before the festival to discuss why he was doing it, what his intentions were, and what he was looking forward to.
I could definitely say I want Dub in the Creek to grow. I definitely want to keep it in Humboldt. And I definitely want everyone to come and enjoy and see what Sound System is really about and what we're portraying to the world, what Sound System is for us. And just come kind of like with an open heart, open vibe, you know, positive vibe. And I think it will be an amazing experience for those who haven't really seen Sound System presented like this in our local area or just in the U.S. alone. And I really am gearing towards globalizing sound system culture in the U.S. and envision just growing from here on out.
Some personal highlights from the lineup included Green Lion Crew, King Shiloh, Archangel, Roughneck Posse, Tippy Eye, Sinai Sound, and of course the iconic Johnny Osborne, who helped shape the genre in its early days. We also loved watching Dandelion, who shared her excitement about Dub in the Creek with us shortly after hopping off the mic.
It was fun. I love music. I love to sing. I love to perform. And I'm just so happy to be at Tishtown. Again, like, I wasn't going to be here this year, and I'm here at Tishtown on the reservation in Hoopa. Wow. Thank you to people for having us here. I hope you're all my relations. I know that. Peace out, Dandelion.
One key aspect to dub music is the sound system. Sound system culture originated alongside dub music and is a musical and social movement that involves powerful, large, mobile sound systems that can be found at street parties and public events, fostering community and cultural expression. It's a collaborative culture that involves DJs, MCs, sound engineers, and the audience. Sound systems are loud, and when standing in front of one, you can feel the noise vibrate through your body, almost like an internal massage. Together, Noble Tobel Sound System and Basscraft Sound Systems brought sound to Dub in the Creek that was powerful and echoed throughout the valley all day and into the night. Dub in the Creek was an exciting new addition to the Humboldt County musical landscape, and there is already talk about next year. We were honored to be present at the birth of this new festival, which uplifts an important cultural and musical corner of our community. For KBUN News, this is Naralee Devaney.